did. I watched my mom die, mm-hmm. and was in the room along with other family members, and we saw her cross over. We saw her touch the other side. And, you know, describing a spiritual experience is often like trying to describe the scent of a rose. It's very difficult to do. Uh-huh. Even as I tell you about my mother's experience, I can hear the, uh-huh, sure. And that was what the challenge of the movie was, and that's what the challenge for Kevin's character is these kids are having these experiences, the people around him, and he has to go through that uh-huh factor. So that's what the challenge of the movie was. But it was personal to me, not just because I watched my mother die. I believe in this stuff. I believe that we don't have all the answers, that just because we can't touch and feel it doesn't mean it isn't real. The radio waves that are, they're all in the air all around us right now. We walk over to that radio and turn it on, they're coming through. We don't see and touch everything that is real, quote real. I think it's overly simplistic to think that we do. So I believe in this stuff. I believe that we are energy and that we go somewhere. And that energy cannot be destroyed. It's personal to me on a number of levels, and these have been themes and topics that I have researched my entire adult life. You'd be surprised that the director of Ace Ventura is drawn to the writings of Rumi and Emerson. He's researched the, you know, near-death experiences in children through the writings of, I'm forgetting the name, but I believe it's Moody. It's just another side of myself that I've always found fascinating.